Good morning. It's great to have so many people up here at this service. I only had one the first service, so you guys are you guys are lucky. None of you have to be totally put on the spot like the poor guy was this morning, being the only person who came up. So it's great to have all of you up here. How many of you went to Sunday school this morning? All right. What did you learn about? God? The Trinity. What's the Trinity?
So you went to Sunday school because you learned.
Okay. Anyone? Trinity. You got that part right, right? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There we go. So, why do you think we have these? You said God, right? Why do we have God? Why do you think we have God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Any ideas for why we? Okay, so let's redirect. So what? If you think of God the Father, what do you think about?
God's the Father of the world.
Okay, so whole world thing. God is creator.
Uh-huh.
That sort of thing. How about anything else? How about God the Son?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about with God the Son? Who is God the Son?
Jesus,
right? So we have Jesus, and then we have this lovely thing known as God the Holy Spirit. Right? Any ideas what God the Holy Spirit does? Yeah. Yeah, God the Holy Spirit is sort of a difficult thing to wrap your hand around. You can think of the Holy Spirit as something that, you know, sort of is making strange noises in the back room or something like that. The thing that is with you and guides you in life and that sort of thing. So, which part do we hear the most about, do you think? God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit? Do we talk a whole lot about the Spirit?
I don't know.
Probably not as much as we should. How about God the Son? Do we talk a lot about Jesus?
Yeah.
And God the Father? We also, I suppose, do a little bit. Today is a very special day in the church, right? We're all wearing these white things, and it's all white stuff rather than like the green stuff that it's been, right? Last week, for those of you who are here, Pastor Jeff said we'd find all the crosses or something like that, if I remember correctly. I'm not actually going to make you do that, But we've changed our outfits this week because we are celebrating Mary. Who's Mary? She's Jesus' mother, right? So we're celebrating this woman who became Jesus' mother. Why would we want to do that? What? Okay, because we're... Any other ideas as to why we would want to celebrate Mary? Uh-huh. Right, so she was willing to give birth to Jesus, and this thing. So we lift her up as an example, right, of how we're supposed to do things. Are any of you adopted? Any of you out there adopted? Or do you know anybody who's adopted? Okay, so we at least have a fair amount of people who fall into that category. In our second lesson, Paul talks about us being adopted into the family of God. What, when you're adopted, what happens?
You get a new family.
You get a new family.
Because you're old and you couldn't take care of you, or they couldn't want
you. Okay. And what's your position in this new family? Okay. How do you relate to the other kids in the family? Yeah, as their brother or sister, right? You're now all in the same family, right?
Not
biologically, but as far as inheritance and all that sort of stuff, you are in the same family. So when Paul tells us that we are all adopted, right, into this family of God through none other than Jesus. Right? And so that's why we celebrate Mary, of course, because Mary is the way in which we come into that family. All right, let's go ahead and share a little word of prayer. Gracious and heavenly God, we give you thanks that we can all call ourselves children of God. We ask that you be with us and to remind us of your promises made through your Son, born of the girl Mary, that we may always and forever remember your love for us. In Christ's name, amen.